Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Contextual policing, a new twist in law enforcement. This is my column for Unity News Network of the 8th of May, 2023. The Metropolitan Police, so slow to allow ambulances past Just Stop Oil protesters and loath to do anything to people who glue themselves to the King's Highway except bring them a bottle of water, did not hesitate to clear said King's Highway of 50 Not My King protesters off the street and arrest them on the day of the coronation. There remain plenty of such protesters, but presumably the arrests were carried out. Pour encourager les autres into good behaviour for the rest of the day. As far as I could see, the Not My King protesters, while noisy in places, were good-humoured and even humorous with their Just Some Bloke and The Best King is a Burger King placards, with a full might of all branches of the British Armed Forces on parade and the Metropolitan Police backed up by nearly a million CCTV cameras with facial recognition enabled. How insecure could our new monarch and his legion of leeches be? When we start arresting people before they commit a crime, then we can assume that they do not feel they have the support they think they deserve. Correctly, there has been criticism of heavy-handed policing tactics and the obvious attack that this constitutes on our right to peaceful protest and freedom of speech. Commander Karen Finlay of the Metropolitan Police, who oversaw the police operation at the coronation, praised her force for not being heavier-handed in the run-up to the big day, as if not arresting people for not committing an offence was a virtue. Justifying the arrest, she said that whether such arrests on the day of the coronation should have taken place depended on the context, and in further justification, that the coronation was a once-in-a-generation event. So that's okay then. We now have entered the new age of contextual policing, and Culture Secretary Lucy Fraser supports this notion, saying that the police got the balance right. How arresting peaceful protesters can be considered having got the balance right is an astonishing claim, and likewise the sophistry involved in using the context as an excuse. If we are now to be policed contextually, who decides when the context is appropriate and what more can we expect under the label of context? With the advanced age of our new king and his increasingly unhealthy appearance, I would not like to bet on the coronation being a once-in-a-generation event. It may not be long before we see another. Will that be contextually policed? How long before the rarity of the event is dropped as an excuse and context begins to encompass visits from unwelcome foreign dignitaries or protests against the government of the day? We're not, in fact, that far from the latter. Indeed, it may already have happened. Lockdown protests were explicitly against the government of the day and their advisers, and we got a hefty dose of contextual policing then, especially in Trafalgar Square and some other places. Apart from the manifest unsuitability of the incumbent who gives it its name, the third Carolean age is not off to a good start. If people do not want a monarchy, after all we pay for it, and would prefer a republic, or would even prefer a military dictatorship or a single-party state, then they should be allowed to put their case in writing, in the mainstream media, and on the streets. I still prefer a monarchy, and I've got what I deserve. Sadly, he is my king.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications limited.com.